Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, April 26, 2016. Israeli tanks invade farmlands in Gaza and troops kidnap civilians during home searches in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday morning, several Israeli army vehicles and bulldozers invaded Palestinian agricultural lands east of Gaza City and uprooted them in addition to firing live rounds and smoke bombs. Palestinian news sources announced that three Israeli tanks and three armored bulldozers advanced approximately 150 meters into Palestinian farmlands and uprooted them. The army vehicles came from the Nahal Oz military base across the border fence east of a Shuja'iya neighborhood east of Gaza City. The soldiers also demolished a concrete wall near the Karmei crossing east of Gaza City and fired smoke bombs in addition to several live rounds. The army carries out frequent limited invasions into Palestinian lands close to the border fence in the northern and eastern parts of the Gaza Strip and prevents the Palestinians from entering their own lands. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn and Monday evening four Palestinians, including a 12-year-old child in occupied East Jerusalem. The army claims that the three other Palestinians are from Nablus and planned to carry out an attack in Jerusalem. The Wadi Hinwa Information Center in Silwan, Silwanik in occupied Jerusalem, said that the soldiers invaded the town south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem and kidnapped the child after searching his family home. In the meantime, Israeli media sources said that security force of Yamam unit arrested on Tuesday at night three Palestinians from the northern West Bank district of Nablus. They added that the three Palestinians were illegally staying in Jerusalem and were allegedly planning an attack in the city. They were moved to a detention center for interrogation. In related news, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn the town of Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and searched homes, then kidnapped a former political prisoner. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, April 26, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Hassan Bannoura.